Chapter 45. Eileen's whole body was in pain. She'd been riding as hard as she could bear for 6 days, and she still hadn't made it to Torres Bend. Her knees hurt, her back hurt, her thighs were in agony, and she still wasn't gaining any time on Uli and Uli's kidnapper. She knew that because she asked everyone she passed on the road if they'd seen a woman and child riding hard to the north. Most of them hadn't. But those who had, remembered. If anything, Eileen had been falling behind, and it was all up to Eileen now. The guards of the city watch had passed her yesterday, going back to Caernarvon. They'd assured her that a woman, especially a woman encumbered with a child, couldn't have ridden faster than they had. They had given up and gone home. One look at their faces, and she knew she would have no luck convincing them otherwise. They were tired, and probably under orders not to cross the Lee Nought, who sometimes wandered this far east. Eileen let them go. What mattered more than the city watch was Kylar. He'd come this way, too. At some point, he'd passed the kidnapper and Uli, because he hadn't been looking for them. But she was almost to Torres Bend. Tonight, she would sleep in a bed. Bathe. Then she would find out if the kidnapper had headed towards Cenaria, as Eileen suspected, and have a hot meal. Eileen was daydreaming when she saw the Lee Nought. They straddled the road in the middle of some of the largest wheat fields south of Torres Bend. If Eileen had wanted to go around them, she'd have to go miles to the east and risk crossing into Ezra's Wood, which was supposed to be haunted. As it was too late. They'd already seen her, and the knights had horses saddled and ready to give chase. Eileen approached them directly, suddenly, acutely aware of being a woman traveling alone. There were 6 men, all armed, and as she neared, all of them stood to intercept her. Over chain hauberks, they wore black tabards emblazoned with a golden sun. The pure light of reason beating back the darkness of superstition. She'd never come across the Lee Nought, but she knew Kylar didn't think much of them. They professed not to believe in magic, but hated it at the same time. Kylar said they were nothing more than bullies. If they really hated Caladorans, he'd said, they would have come to Cenaria's aid when the God King invaded. Instead, they'd hovered like vultures, picking up recruits among the fleeing Cenarians and scavenging off Cenarian lands. One of the standing knights stepped forward. He held his 12-foot ash lance carefully. It looked too long to use on foot, but Eileen knew that once mounted, all of the knight's awkwardness would vanish. "Halt! In the name of the bringers of the freedom of the light," he said. Eileen guessed he couldn't be more than 16. As Eileen stopped, he stepped forward and grabbed the reins. She wasn't sure what they were so nervous about, and then she realized what should have been immediately obvious. When they saw a woman traveling alone, they saw vulnerability. No normal woman would travel alone, therefore, she must not be a normal woman. She must be a witch. Eileen's stomach tightened. "Thank goodness," Eileen said, sighing as if with relief. She almost said thank the god, but she didn't think the Lee Nought believed in gods either. "Can you help me?"
"What is it? What are you doing alone on these roads?"
one of the older ones asked. "Have you seen a young woman, maybe with red hair, traveling with a young girl? Maybe 2 days ago? No?" Eileen slumped, and the sudden, pained look on her face was real. Even slumping hurt after how much she'd ridden. "I guess she would certainly have avoided you, given what she is. You're certain you didn't see anyone, maybe trying to avoid you by traveling farther east?"
"What are you talking about, young lady? What's happened? How can we help?"
the knight asked. From the change in his voice, Eileen knew he no longer saw her as a threat. Acting weak and vulnerable had done the trick.
"I've come from Caernarvon," Eileen said.
We were originally from Cenaria, but we left as soon as those awful men and their witches invaded. We were making a new life, Uli and me. Uli's the little girl, my ward. Her parents were killed by the witches. We thought we were safe in Caernarvon, but she was kidnapped, sirs. I just had to follow her. The city watch came away, but then they turned back. I'm afraid I'll never catch up.
It's just like those damn sisters kidnapping a child, the youngest knight said. That letter said... The older knight barked, Marcus! The men were all looking at each other, and Aline knew that her near-truths had not only worked, but that they knew something more. The knights withdrew, leaving the young Marcus standing and looking at her scars awkwardly. Then he realized he was staring, and coughed into his hand. The older knights returned after a few minutes. The eldest spoke again. Usually we'd like to take you to the Underlord to tell him all this yourself, but I can see that time is crucial. In fact, we'd love to go with you to help, but our orders are to stay south of Taurus Bend. Politics. The thing is, there was a messenger this morning. We intercepted all correspondence from Chantry Witches. Well, here. We've already made a copy. He handed her a letter. Aline. The letter read in a looping, flowing script. Uli is safe now. I have taken her from the custody of the woman who took her from you, but I'm afraid I can't send her home. Uli is talented, and she is on her way to the Chantry, where she will receive the best tutelage in the world and material advantages beyond what you could hope to provide. I understand that you have no reason to believe that this letter is from me. If you wish, you may go to the Chantry to see Uli yourself, or even take her home, should you both wish it. As soon as she arrives safely at the Chantry, she will write to you. I apologize, and if other events weren't so pressing, I would deliver this message myself. Sincerely, Sister Ariel Wyan Safaste. She had to read the letter two more times before she could grasp what it was saying. Someone had kidnapped Uli from her kidnapper? Uli was talented? In the end, the letter changed nothing. Aline still had to go to Taurus Bend and find out what the villagers knew. If what it said was true, she would have to go north and on to the Chantry. If not, she'd have to head west to Cenaria. Still, the kidnapper wouldn't have known that Aline was following her. It wasn't like she'd been closing in on them. Damn witches, the young knight said, always kidnapping little girls, turning them away from the light and into more like themselves. Marcus! Aline was suddenly relieved she'd told the truth to these men. If her story hadn't lined up with the letter, things would have gone very differently.
No, it's all right, she said. I'll have to press on hard if I've any hope of finding Uli before she gets in their clutches.
Be careful, the older knight said. Not all of these villagers love the light.
Thanks for your help, Aline said. With that, she rode on toward Taurus Bend, her mind a whirl.